Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and feel the instant relief of connecting to your intuition and your insight. Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm sharing the stories of visionaries and speakers and authors, energy movers around the globe that I've met, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Ewan. And they are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. My guest today is fellow certified Ewan Method Mastery Practitioner Karen Campbell-Benton. I met Karen about 3 years ago at a Ewan seminar in Philadelphia. And, you know, we met up again in California and we barely recognized each other because we had changed so much. And we were just talking about that just before the show here. And Karen is a Ewan Method certified mastery practitioner. And she is also the owner of Intuitive Living New York. She provides private and group sessions, seminars, and soon-to-be teleseminars to connect people to infinite potential in every aspect of their life. Karen began her journey as a registered nurse in her early 20s, working in one of the top trauma centers on the East Coast. She went on to graduate with a master's degree in nursing from the University of Pennsylvania and became a certified acute care nurse practitioner working alongside a prominent colon and rectal surgeon at Columbia University. And it's kind of funny because clearing energy, that's one of the fastest ways to do it, is through the colon. So we know she's got lots of experience. This extensive experience in surgery and trauma left her with many questions unanswered, such as, is recovery from illness, disease, and accidents possible without struggle and excessive time and pain? She was wondering, is there something that supports the whole person, the body, the mind, and the spirit? Please welcome Karen Campbell-Benton to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Colette.
So good to hear your voice.
You too. So interesting to hear my history being told by someone else.
Yeah, I sometimes get really intimidated when I read the credentials of my guests and I think, whoa, am I, and they're hanging out with me? So, you know, you had a lot of questions after, you know, being in that acute care and a trauma, you know, as a trauma nurse. And all of these questions eventually led you to step away from allopathic medicine. You know, what was the defining moment when you decided, as my dad would say, or he used to say, shift or get off the pot, he'd say something like that, and decided that you were going to move into doing this energy work and other work? Will you share with us a bit of that journey?
Yeah, I would say there were many defining moments over the course of my life since I had children. Is sort of where it took off and got faster. Something about caring for another human being made it okay for me to take care of myself since I was taking care of them. I had gotten to a point after the years of working in trauma and surgery where I was plagued by anxieties and worries. A trauma ICU creates a lot of the anything can happen at any moment. You were speaking of the time when I met you in the Philadelphia seminar from Dr. Ewan. And I remember clearly I had, at that point, had some real fears about driving in the rain after all, you know, all of the experiences in the trauma ICU. Many people came in after car accidents, and we had weddings in our ICU for, you know, a 24-year-old who had been paralyzed from the chest down, who was about to get married in 2 weeks before an accident in a car. Many experiences like that. And, I became incredibly fearful of driving in the rain and in the dark, and I basically wouldn't do it. And at that point, I think, I don't know how old exactly I was, but probably three years ago. So I went to the UN seminar, was there for the weekend in Philadelphia, drove home that night, and it was pouring rain. And I didn't even connect to it. I was about halfway up the New Jersey Turnpike when all of a sudden I took note of what I was doing. I was singing along at the top of my lungs to the radio, driving along, not a worry in the world, couldn't see a thing because it was pouring rain so hard, and I just started laughing. I was like, I've just let go of one of the most plaguing, limiting aspects. I mean, you can imagine if you don't like driving in the rain, you got to pull over an awful lot or call your husband or sit there and wait as your kids are like, Mommy, why can't we go? Well, because we're just going to wait till the rain stops. And I just started laughing, and I thought, this is an experience that every patient and client of mine has got to connect to. That moment when you're lying in the hospital bed, that moment when you're not sure what to do with your child, that moment when you're on the soccer field and you find yourself overwhelmed with angst about your child, and you start thinking, really? This is crazy. It's over a soccer game. I realized that there were tools and there was incredible possibilities to remove ourselves from this experience of fear and anxiety, and how empowering that experience is, and freeing and lightening and fun.
Yeah, and that's the funny part. That's why when I was asked to do this radio show, I said, yeah, and I want to call it The Truth is Funny, because so many people, when they let go of their fear, and they let go of that limiting belief that's stopping them from moving forward in their life, they'll just break out into laughter, like you said, you know, and just be like, whoa, you know, like, I can't believe that. Like, the relief is so intense.
And the hilarious piece is it's not a set out. This is not a 10-step process. This is not a 2-year journey. This is not a everything I had come up to. We're not going to sit and talk about it for and analyze and figure out what aspect of my life created that experience. It's shiftable instantaneously on the spot. And when you connect to that experience, you can bring it to every aspect of your life that you experience any type of troubling or goals that you may have or bothers or worries or issues. And that is so freeing. I spent so much of my life, you know, studying and working hard and trying and trying and trying. And I spent the last 3 years letting that go and realizing I can just, you know, I don't know, the word magnetize doesn't really capture it, but I can just create effortlessly and then sit around and enjoy it while I'm in the midst of doing the next thing that I don't even know I'm already doing.
you're really describing it awesome. Like it's that's what I love about Dr. Ewan is he's one of the few people out there that says quit trying so hard, you know. Yeah. And we all know that trying is just another word for not doing anyway. And you know, it's like you should it's not necessary to put so much effort into shifting things. Why move mountains when you can move molecules? And why take time and energy to shift out of something when you can do it really easily and really quickly? And that's one of the things that many of us are told throughout our lives, that we have to work hard, we have to try hard, we have to, excuse me, we have to, it's making me choke on my words actually.
and but, the energy down and out.
Yeah, because it's so unnecessary, and so many people spend so much time enmeshed in what isn't serving them, and it can be so much easier.
Yes.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to go for a quick intermission. When we return, we will open the phone lines for our listeners, and we're going to move some serious energy. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com. Or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I'm back in Regina, still on the move. Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, the city that rhymes with fun. And Karen and I are joining forces to clear energetic blocks that are holding you back from your life purpose. I understand that we have someone on the phone, Kayla. I'm just going to remind the other listeners before we take your call that they can call in, that you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. But before we take this call from Kayla, I just want to make sure that everyone can connect with you, Karen. And so can you please just share your contact information for our listeners?
Yes. My name is Karen Benton, and my email is Karen, Karen at intuitivelivingnewyork.com. My phone number, my work phone number, is 917-685-1528. And my website is www.intuitivelivingnewyork.com. NY. intuitivelivingny.com.
Awesome. So do we have Kayla here on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Kayla. Where are you from?
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was a little sad to leave Kelowna because it was so beautiful, 36 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, it's another cooker out here in BC today.
Oh, really, whereabouts awesome. Are you in BC?
I'm in Abbotsford.
Oh, in Abbotsford. There we go. Just so everyone knows where you're from. What can Karen and I do for you today?
Well, I'm currently building a website. Well, I'm not building it because I'm not technically savvy, but I'm having one built. And I have to come up with a page that says about me. And I have been procrastinating and writing and nothing is resonating. And I know you can relate to this, Colette. It's too funny. But, I've taken numerous modalities and it's just, I'm not getting it.
Okay, Karen, do you want to share your experience of coming on my radio show with Kayla?
I was just telling Colette before that this has been an amazing experience because I, like you, have had a real tough time trying to sit and write about myself. So I got so motivated by being on this radio show that I started writing like a crazy woman and stuff was coming to me out of nowhere. But number one, I would strengthen you to your accumulated experiences of being stuck in anything, right? And all the six leading life supports. But it's not the details, it's the non-details, right? So we strengthen you to not having any details in your life, past life experiences of having no details, of kind of just being nebulous, so that you can be strong to connect to the details that will connect you to your audience, right? You have lots of details, but you just need a couple to connect to your audience. And then we strengthen you to your future experiences of judging, criticizing, and condemning your products so that you can be strong to that and just let it go, right? The thinking, the feeling, and emotions can just melt away, and you can kind of laugh like, oh, there I am, making that little thought about that awesome detail of my life.
It's very common that, when we are putting ourselves out there like that, I also went through the same experience writing about yourself. And it would just strengthen you to gather the experiences and not shortchange yourself is what's coming up. Because often we'll think, well, like I used to think, well, who's going to want to listen to a housewife from Regina, Saskatchewan, a mother of two kids, and Dr. Ewan's always told me, write a book. So I've started writing my book, and there was so much resistance because of that. And then when you start really acknowledging everything that you've done in your life, so it's about pulling all of that together for yourself, and no judgment is what's coming up. If you are a mom, you're an expert on mothering. If, you've had a baby, you're an expert on birthing. Because if you've done it, then you can, all of those things. And we sometimes forget to acknowledge ourselves. So we just strengthen your inner boundaries and to your external boundaries, inner dynamics of the love and appreciation that you have for yourself, and just deleting any accumulations of guilt or shame or blame, of acceptance, etc. Just delete that down to zero, negative infinity, and increase your potential 100%. That the inner boundaries and external boundaries are super strong in your body, mind, spirit triad, so that you can move forward with ease, consistent steps of action. So, Kayla, how are you feeling about that?
I can still feel it a little stuck in my throat, and I think what it is you guys hit it on the nose, like, bang on. It's about really trying to figure out we've all got a journey, and we've all had a journey, and And I'm kind of going, well, it's not really about my journey. And that's where I get stuck with this webpage, because it's not really about...
No, so we're just strengthening you to be able to take those consistent steps of action and write something. And,
yeah,
you know, just
not,
before I went
really
to this...
what you're saying, it's mm-hmm. the energy behind it, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can talk about anything, and if you've got the neutral energy behind it, people are going to connect to it.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking for, is what is it that I can put here that's going to allow people to connect? Because for me, I just look at it and go, it's not really about me and it's not really about you. It's about the place we go to become neutral.
There we go. So, you know, you will just get you strong to the extremes so that you can be neutral anywhere in between the words that you say, and just connect you strongly. Every word that has energy. And so we'll just strengthen you that though, not just the words themselves, but the empty spaces in between the words. And then I would suggest to you that after you write it out, read it out loud to yourself, and you will find, because you'll find the weaknesses that way also.
Okay.
So you let us know what happens. Email us and let us know. And it was great to talk with you again. I have another caller on the line from California, I believe.
Hi.
Hi.
It's kind of funny. Mine is a little similar. But my about my well, there's two things. I've got this neck issue that I've had for a while, but and I don't know if they're related. They could be. My about page is fine. My website's been up for a while. I'm redoing the website, but I'm just not getting the hits. I'm not getting the clients, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know if it's patience and I just need to trust, or what.
What came up right away was for me was that your patience is coming up, P-A-T-I-N-C-E, also patience, as if thinking of clients as patients, and that they're a pain in the neck. who are we speaking to from California? I forgot to get your name.
It's okay, Lori.
Lori, okay. So, Karen, do you want to take this note?
When you said something about, when you said, I don't know if I have to have patience, I think that triggers all your accumulated slow experiences in your life and past life and spiritual slow experiences. And so we strengthen you to the perception of slowness in the near future and the distant future, so you can be neutral and strong to that, and effortlessly attract speed to you for action and results.
And what's also coming up is, let's get you and everybody else listening in here strong to the speed that the Earth is traveling at right now. We're moving.
Yeah.
And
so, if
you perceive
slowness, you can be strong, right?
Yeah.
Be neutral.
And also that strengthening the earth to be strong to the speed that you're traveling at. Quite often, it's not uncommon that I'll have a radio show where a lot of people have similar issues that call in. And a lot of times that's around because it's sort of what the collective influence is going through. So it just strengthens that, you know, any psychic energy coming in at you, that we would strengthen that would, any of those dynamics would just go straight through you, so that you're not going to pick up the fears of the collective influence regarding success, no success, failure, no failure. And quite often, if you're traveling fast and you like to move quickly, the speed, the slowness of other people will actually trigger you into feeling like you're going slow, and you may be surprised that you're actually going faster than the average person. That's what I'm picking up.
Yes,
anything else,
knowing,
Karen?
Not knowing, right? Be strong to not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to know how to get those clients. You'll just effortlessly connect to your insight, and it will happen.
That's huge, because I think I've been getting anxious. Like, come on, I know I can do this. Why isn't the universe using me? You know?
Right. Yeah, and that brings up what Colette said earlier, the space between the details, strengthening you to the space between the details.
Yeah.
It feels really strong to me, too. That, you know, that a powerful correction. I mean, strengthening.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you consider that your future is, you know, you have your immediate future, and then you have your far future goal. You want to make sure you're taking consistent steps of action in your immediate future so that you can move forward into that far future and into that intermediate future so that you're always in connection and able to move forward at that level. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we are going to go for another quick break here, and we'll be right back to connect with some more listeners and to clear some more energy.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
On The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have certified UN Method Mastery Practitioner Karen Campbell-Betton here with me to clear energetic blocks. We have a couple more callers on the line right now. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And our first listener, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. This is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia. And where are you from?
Penticton.
Penticton, B.C. Beautiful Penticton. What can Karen and I do for you today?
Well, I emailed you on Facebook the other week, and I'm having issues with irritable bowel syndrome. They can't find, there's something to do with colitis or something along those lines. It seems to be in the small intestines. And basically, I ended up getting laid off on Thursday, so I don't know if this is all in one or not.
Well, there's a few weaknesses here. Karen, what are you picking up?
The two words that came up as a weakness to me would be irritable, and when I hear colitis, I hear inflammation. So I want to strengthen you to your accumulated experiences of being irritated, irritating others, others irritating you, and same thing, the inflammation. So being inflamed around your the six leading life supports, so inflamed about your relationships, about your career, about your purpose, about aging, about life even comes up, and mm-hmm. strengthen the effects of those experiences of being inflamed and irritated to separate from your future.
And when did you start having these symptoms?
I've had them quite a long time, probably just about my lifetime.
Yeah, because it's coming up like a sadness of life having to be a struggle is what's coming up. And life is not meant to be a struggle. So let's just strengthen you back to your divine order is the way it's coming up. The fractal nature of society, or the not so much of society, but of the universe. Let's just strengthen you, all your every cell to be in alignment with that. And it's kind of coming up also what we were talking earlier about feeling like almost like crashing into a wall, like just you get moving and then you feel like you're stopped suddenly, and that's what's irritating you. Anything
like
else,
Karen? Crashing
yeah.
into a waste, and but also what's coming up for me would be misinformation, misunderstandings, and misperceptions from experts and professionals around the explanations of, you know, why you have the colitis, why you have the irritable bowel, why you have the symptoms. So reactions and non-reactions to the misinformation you've received.
And also diagnosis is weakening you. So, the being labeled, actually. So we'll just, you know, take all of your labeling experiences. If you don't label
also
an experience.
Also, the other side of that, of the emotions, thinking, and feelings around not being labeled, being labeless.
Being, there we go. A nothing.
Yeah.
A nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How
no
are you feeling, Trish?
No label.
Really emotional right now.
Okay, so just take a deep breath and let's just let this go. Sometimes people will cry when they're releasing energy, and that is just letting go of it's a sentimental sadness of letting go of parts of yourself that are no longer serving you and being able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just continue to breathe and continue to push that energy down. We also have another caller on the line here now. Marcus, are you there?
We may have had some connection problems, so I'm sure he's going to call back in a second.
Okay, cool. So Marcus isn't here. So Trish, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so how are you feeling now?
A little bit better.
Okay, so let's just strengthen you that you could feel... have a lot happening and still feel a little better, or you could have a little bit happening and feel a lot better.
Love that, yeah.
Yeah. So you could just be on the radio show for a little bit and feel a lot better.
Yes.
And then the experiences of others' emotions, right? I don't have the words for it, but strengthening it to other emotions, you know, other people with emotions around their experiences. So we just strengthen you so that your inner and outer boundaries can stay strong and neutral to being emotionless or no emotionless, emotionful, no emotionful. full of emotion, I guess would be the word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's let's get you instead of feeling that you are you know, people always want to try and make them feel them themselves feel awesome, and I was just listening at Lightning in a Bottle to Bashar, and, and he was saying, why just be a little, why just have a some awe? Why not be awful?
And we have Marcus back on the line for you.
Okay, Marcus, are you there?
Yes, how you doing, Colette?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. what would you like Karen and I to clear for you today?
Well, lately I've been experiencing a little pain in my lower abdomen and also feels like in my solar plexus area.
Okay. Karen?
I'm just kind of right now just getting general non-physical weaknesses. So, not spiritual.
I'm picking up from the mom and dad and family. Life.
Yeah. To the pain, you know, so the acute, so yours, your mother and your father's painful experiences of in the gut, kind of like being
punched in the gut.
Yeah.
Are you there, Marcus?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm also picking up, this is coming more from your mom than from you. So let's just strengthen you to her and her back to you. Is she still here?
Yes, she's still here.
Yeah. Okay, so we just strengthen that communication back and forth. It's and also the love that you have for each other, strong. Any guilt, traumas, illnesses, disease, dis-ease is actually what's coming up. Just take that down to zero, negative, infinity. All the memories, the residuals, and the remnants of those, and the sentiments attached. Attachments to the sentiments, actually. There we go. So when did you start first noticing this pain in your left, in your abdomen?
Well, it's been happening periodically over the years, but it kind of went away for a second, and it came back like last week, like a week and a half ago.
And what happened a week and a half ago?
Nothing traumatic that I can remember.
It usually isn't. What was going on in your life a week and a half ago?
Well, it's really been the same. I mean, I've been unemployed for maybe like 2 years, so maybe some anxiety is coming from that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, just when you were talking about the left side of my neck, it just cracked, and it was kind of like feeling like you're falling apart. So let's just strengthen you to the overwhelm. Are there a lot of people in your community that are out of work?
Oh, yes, it's a lot.
Yeah. So you see, it's just coming up that the overwhelm from all the people and then all the competition for all those people, you know, and then you have a weakness to getting a job because you would feel it's coming up spiritual experiences of having trampled others in the past to get to where you wanted to be and leaving people behind in the dust is how it's coming up. Are you picking up anything else, Karen?
About interacting with the world. So there's sort of like a weakness to interact. So so the experience of being unemployed is triggering your past, present, and future experiences of not interacting with the world. So we strengthen you to be neutral, to interact, to not interact, to perceive that you're interacting, to not perceive that you're interacting, so that the experience of no employment can just kind of be equal to all the other experiences in your life.
Cool. I just wanted to check in with you before we take a break here. How are you feeling right now, Marcus?
Things feel a little calmer.
Good. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that calmness in your entire body, tension, relaxation, effortlessness. And then breathe. This is coming, a lot of it's coming from your respiratory, I'm picking up.
I was about to say the same thing, Chad.
Yeah.
I was going to add some tension, natural tension to the cells, atoms, and molecules in the chest cavity, in the lungs, in the pleural cavity, so the fluid that surrounds the lungs, strengthened for natural tension, relaxation, and support.
Good.
And then also the little lysosomes inside the cells of the respiratory, they're the ones that kind of go around and clean up all the debris, strengthen them to support the discernment of what to hold on to and what to let go of.
There we go. So before we take a break, Karen, can you just share your contact information with us one more time?
Yes, it's Karen Campbell Betton. My email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com. My cell phone number is 917-685-1528. And my website is www.intuitivelivingny.com.
And what is the email that one lucky listener that emails Karen first is going to get a free 30-minute session with her? What email is that, Karen?
Karen@intuitivelivingny.com.
Cool. Thank you for providing that. And thank you, Marcus, for coming on the show. This is Colette Stephan. The Truth is Funny. Oh, bye. Thank you, Marcus. This is Colette with The Truth is Funny, and we're going to go on a short intermission. So when we return, Karen and I are getting connect on the Higher Self Network to clear a group clearing for everyone listening in.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We'll be right back.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Staffen. And I just want to give a big thank you to our callers for who called in, and to Karen for being on this show. And her and I now, we're going to do a group clearing for everyone listening in. And so what I was picking up is that disasters around the world. There's a lot of flooding happening. A lot of in Canada here, we've had flooding in so many different areas, in Toronto, in Alberta, in, you know, all there's just a, and it's like a flood of emotion. And it feels like a lot of it is our ancestors' stuff coming in. And also, we were just saying, Karen and I, through this break, that I was picking up about, you know, the crash of the stock market and the effect that the Dirty 30s and all of that had on our ancestors. So, Karen, do you want to fill in here?
Well, if you think the energy of New York, when I think of that, that feels strong. But it's the it's the collective lack of support for the energy in New York. So the unevenness of the financial piece in New York and the financial piece in the rest of the world. So we just strengthen all of us to support that unevenness, and then all the triggers of all the other unevennesses in our lives. And the disparity between those two.
Yeah, it's coming up also, like disparity between the very rich and the very poor.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And misinformation, misinterpretation, misrepresentation of information. And it's also, I'm picking up a mistaken identity in a lot of people. It's like being torn in half almost is what it feels like.
Yeah.
People wanting to experience moving forward in their career, but at the same time having spiritual experiences of demoralizing, the word is coming up, demoralizing others, or being demoralized by others, by, you know, not wanting to actually step up and be rich, because the words are rich bitch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
the ancestors' weaknesses for rich, just the word rich, and the disparity mm-hmm. between all the thoughts and the words and the experiences around rich, not rich, money, no money. Having it, not having it, being fruitful, not being fruitful, and the misperceptions around the words, thoughts, and experiences that contribute to that kind of categorization.
It's interesting because just as you're saying this, my dog came running up from the basement with my daughter, and she's running around the house whining and looking for something. And well, she considers herself to be one of the best practitioners out there, Ella the Enchanting. So we're just going to strengthen. It's coming up just also the animals on this earth are feeling it, because it's just coming up like there's a lot of change happening, and there's a lot of underlying, like, kind of it feels volatile right now. And a lot of times the weakness to change happening, people being afraid of change. So let's just get everybody strong to that. There's going to be change every second of every minute of every day.
Right.
And so we want to strengthen that we are going to move towards change for better, instead of getting caught up in, and it's coming up particularly again, the ancestors' fear of change.
Yeah,
what else
and it's around the, again, the energy that creates that volatility, but being strong to the opposite, so that depression and that lack of volatility, creating the energetic support in all of us to be neutral to that, so we don't have to create outside energy. We can harness our own innate physical potential for energy within ourselves, atoms and molecules, rather than through a dramatic physical experience.
Yes, because it's coming up. See, for a lot of people right now, the emails and the phone calls that I'm getting, a lot of people are going through major shifts in relationship, major shifts in career, and a lot of it feels like it's coming uncontrolled. So let's just strengthen everybody to times when you've had control, times when you don't have control, self-control, no self-control. And then I'm getting a very big weakness for when others lose their self-control. Mm-hmm. It really triggers a lot of people to the times that you've lost yours. So let's just get everybody strong to that. When things get out of control and it seems like there's nothing that can be done about it.
And then the perception of being controlled by others, right? The financial institution, the idea that they are controlling us in any capacity, strengthen our perception to the misinformation of that. So, you know, kind of the automatic kickback response to send energy out, right? Again, rather than harnessing our own energy to connect to our insight, to shift that perception of being controlled.
Yeah, because we just want to strengthen that, too, because there's so much sex, money, freedom, slavery is coming up. So we just want to get everybody strong to all your desires, what you want, what you need, what you don't need. All of that is coming up right now. And it's kind of like feeling of helplessness. So let's just strengthen everybody to help, to all those experiences of feeling helpless. And then those experiences of feeling like you need help and not being able to get help. Just getting everybody strong to let go of the word help entirely. Let's empower each other here.
Right.
What else are you picking up, Karen?
I'm kind of spinning from that last help one. my own experiences of looking outside for help and sabotaging my own, sabotaging my own insight and action to create my own change resonates with that.
Yeah, so those are those experiences, success, no success, failure, no failure, where we're basing our success now on the past, and there's no point in doing that whatsoever. So let's just get everybody strong to letting go of the past, whether it was successful or perceived as successful, or whether it was perceived as failure, so that we can move forward with consistent steps of action based on our intuition, moving forward, clearing the past, and using this present moment, and just in that split second, to clear the future. So you want to make sure that you define your future, that you don't limit that future with limiting expectations or any limiting beliefs. And we just get everybody strong to that, just being able to move forward in the immediate future, taking consistent steps of action towards the goal with your purpose attached to career and career attached to purpose. Strong.
Cool.
How's that feel, Karen?
It feels awesome. I had trying was coming in there, not trying, but it feels like it's
yeah, it feels better now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you would like to be able to connect with me, with Colette, you can connect with me on thetruthisfunny.com. You can also connect with me on crystallinevision.com through Facebook, Twitter, Google, and all the social media. And I am still on the move back in Regina now. I've sold my house here, but I'm packing now. So thank you for all your patience at this time. You know, if it's been difficult for me to get back to people as quickly as I'd like at times. So I'm also looking forward to my upcoming interview with Karen Anderson on Ignite Your Light. And I'm getting ready for my 9-week teleconference, Bloom into Infinite Potential, which begins tonight at 7:00 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:00 Pacific Time, and 9:00 Eastern Time. You can still sign up on The Truth is Funny. And when you sign up, you can use the Bloom 100 code to receive a discount of $100. So thank you so much, Karen. Thank you to our listeners. And, join me every Wednesday morning, 8:00 on Pacific Time, 11:00 Eastern Time, and we will connect again. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people
and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.